Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy. Three new red light cameras are monitoring traffic in Davenport. The city announced turning on the cameras Thursday as part of its automated traffic enforcement program. They're located at Veterans Memorial Parkway and US 61, 53rd Street and Elmore Avenue, and Kimberly Road and US 61 South near Welcome Way. City officials say the locations were selected based on traffic counts and crash data related to red light violations. There will be a 30-day warning period before citations are issued. After that, violations will carry a $100 fine. Traffic enforcement and ticketing remain active for Davenport's other red light cameras across the city. Illinois House Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch is backing efforts in Springfield to create a millionaire's tax. Democrats in the House are pushing a constitutional amendment for the fall ballot that would impose a 3% tax on people making at least $1 million annually. The state estimates the tax could generate $4.5 billion each year. In a sit-down with WBEZ, Welch says Democratic colleagues are split on where that money should go.
There's a whole lot of things that we can do with our pension obligations, property tax relief, if we ask those who can pay more to pay more. And I think the surcharge tax is certainly one of the ways that we can do that. But the conversations are still being had.
To appear on the ballot, the measure needs to pass the House and the Senate with super majorities by May 3rd. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill into law that offers child care assistance to daycare employees, regardless of their income. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports.
The new law makes a pilot program that's been going on for about 3 years permanent. Iowans who work at least 32 hours a week directly providing child care can qualify for financial assistance for their own kids' child care. Governor Kim Reynolds says this has been a game changer for recruiting and retaining child care workers.
As more centers can grow their workforce, child care access will continue to expand and we'll be able to serve more working families across the state.
Liz Umland is the director of Stepping Stones Child Development Center in Slater. She says this assistance helps her keep qualified teachers working there.
Families benefit from this continuity through reliable care, improved communication, and greater confidence in the quality of education their children receive.
The law takes effect July 1st. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
Election analysts at the nonpartisan Cook Political Report have rated the Iowa governor's race as a toss-up. Five Republicans are running for governor, with Congressman Randy Feenstra considered the most likely Republican nominee. State Auditor Rob Sand is the only Democrat in the race. His deputy campaign manager says the rating shows the race is wide open as Sand gains momentum with voters across the political spectrum. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, who's not running for re-election, says she does not think the race is a toss-up.
I'm not saying it won't be easy or it's not going to be hard. Nobody goes into these races thinking it's a cakewalk. I definitely don't think that. But I definitely think that we'll be fine.
Governor Reynolds says Republicans have a, quote, phenomenal record, end quote, to run on after a decade of being in full control of the state government. The University of Northern Iowa is launching a new School of Public Affairs and Service focusing on criminology and political science that includes a recently completed crime scene house in Cedar Falls, where students will be able to simulate real-world investigations, practice evidence documentation, and conduct crime scene analysis. The university plans to hold a public conference later this month, bringing together leaders from local, state, and federal agencies to celebrate the new school. Rock Island Deputy Chief of Police Jamie Morris is leaving the department to become police chief for the village of Coal Valley. Morris joined the Rock Island Police Department in 2000 and was promoted to his current position in July 2024. His last day of employment in Rock Island is next Friday. This is WVIK News.